This is WBUR. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody. The debt ceiling negotiations continue in Washington. Last night, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said talks between top congressional Republicans and the White House had made significant progress, and that prompted Reid to delay a vote that had been scheduled for one this morning on his own measure to raise the debt limit and cut spending. The Senate returns to session at midday today, but there is no word of a deal yet. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff is in Washington following the Massachusetts angle on the story. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Sharon.
So, Monica, where are the state's two senators on Harry Reid's bill?
Both Republican Senator Scott Brown and Democratic Senator John Kerry appeared ready to support it, and Brown was one of the few Republicans willing to throw his support behind it. Before Reid delayed the vote yesterday, it wasn't clear he had enough bipartisan support to even get it passed. So it's going to be interesting to see what comes out of these high-level negotiations at the White House. But Brown has said all along he'll support a bill that cuts spending, doesn't raise taxes, and helps the country avoid defaults. And raising revenue in connection with raising the debt ceiling has been off the table for a while, much to the disappointment of the Democrats in the Mass delegation. Now, Senator Kerry spoke very passionately on the Senate floor yesterday, saying that even without a default, the absence of a decision so close to the deadline is coming at a huge cost. He said as chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, he's heard from people all over the world.
I am convinced that there are plenty of people here who are prepared to reach across the aisle and prove that the United States and the United States Senate can live up to this moment. And I believe in the next 48 hours, the Senate will prove our ability to live up to our constitutional and our personal responsibility.
But Kerry added he's confident there are people who want to compromise to work out a deal to avoid default.
So the House moved to undercut the Reid bill, though, before it had even been voted on. How has the Massachusetts congressional delegation reacted to that move?
Yeah, the House brought up this bill that was identical to Senator Reid's, and they've suspended all the regular rules until Tuesday, so this bill could come up with no debate. It was voted down by a majority of Republicans. None of the Mass House members voted for it, and Congressman Barney Frank called the whole political maneuver an outrageous procedural abuse. It's clear if Senator Reid's proposal makes it out of the Senate, it will have the support of the Mass delegation in the House. Congressman John Tierney said he supports it, even though it doesn't include revenues or eliminate tax loopholes, that he wants a deal. Congressman Nikki Tsongas says Reid's plan would provide the certainty our economy needs while also making a dent in deficit reduction. So I think that the Mass delegation will probably, in the House at least, will probably go along with what the president works out with leaders if there is a deal to be done here.
Monica, as we move closer to this deadline and a possible default, I understand one of the large credit rating agencies says Massachusetts would be one of two states in the country that would be downgraded and would be hurt the most. So why is that, and what are you hearing?
In a statement, Moody said Massachusetts and Virginia are the two states with the most local government affected if the debt ceiling is not increased. And it's placed dozens of local bond issuers in Massachusetts on review for a downgrade. It says it's put these cities under review because they have high exposure to federal spending. And if that changes and there's market volatility and the government defaults, they'll be in the most trouble. Now, in reaction, a group of mayors wrote to Senator Kerry, who said on the Senate floor yesterday, look, these cities are under a microscope from Moody's, and it's coming at a time of extreme economic problems for cities. I also spoke to Representative Barney Frank about it, and he said Moody's is acting foolishly by threatening to downgrade various communities in Massachusetts. He said Moody's has a terrible record in America right now as a rating agency, and he thinks they're trying to undo their excess leniency they had with the banks with the whole subprime mortgage mess by being excessively rigid right now with the states, and it's not fair. And he says this action, you know, it could seriously hurt the Massachusetts economy.
Well, it's a complicated story, and Monica, thank you for helping us get a handle on this.
You're welcome.
WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Washington. This is WBUR.